I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Search and rescue efforts continue at a painfully slow pace in Afghanistan. Thousands of homes collapsed during Wednesday's earthquake, burying entire villages and the people in them under rubble. Hossein says Heart for Iran works alongside a network of underground churches in Afghanistan.
Yesterday, I talked with some of them, and they are okay, but the situation is horrible.
Only the Lord can bring something good from a situation like this.
Please pray for the God compassion for Afghanistan, and pray to touch the millions of broken hearts. And also pray for our team as we doing evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and leadership inside Afghanistan. Also for the relief that we doing for believers and through them for others.
Turning now to Kenya, more than 4 million people face starvation due to drought. That's a drastic rise from 3.5 million at the end of May. Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia face the worst drought conditions in 40 years. Rafael Oshori works with World Concern in Samburu, Kenya.
Right now, we are very affected by the current drought that has gone for a very long time, around 8 years.
Six counties in Kenya, including Samburu, are in emergency status, meaning they're one step short of famine.
Samburu has never gone to this extent of drought, almost 2 years without rain.
Believers make Christ's love tangible as they help people build rainwater collection systems or teach them to grow kitchen gardens. Connect with us online to support this work through World Concern. A matching fund triples every gift. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.